Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
Mwah! Welcome back to celebrate this third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Chris Muscovides tries to restore order when he joins us with little success, unfortunately. Chris, thanks again for being here. We appreciate you, your time and your wisdom. President of TMG eMedia, TMGR.com. Is that right? Did I say that right?
R.com. TMG eMedia is the company.
Okay, there you go. And the book is called Cybersecurity Program Development for Business. Chris, thanks again for being here. What else do we need to know about cybersecurity?
Well, you need to know that there is orchestrated hacking campaigns, the most prominent of which lately was the Twitter hack that everybody heard about. They hacked major accounts, very famous people like Bezos and Bill Gates and everybody else. And my belief on that is that this was what we call a proof of concept. You don't go into Twitter and hack, 10, 20 major accounts just to collect $150,000, which is what they did, or to send Twitter messages that said, send me 1,000, I'll send you 2,000 bucks.
You're saying this was a shakedown cruise? This was a prototype?
Exactly. This was proof of concept. This was proof to whomever is watching that, hey, we can do this. Imagine what would happen if you have that level of hacking happening in the middle of an election. Mm-hmm. That if you hack Twitter in the middle of the election, you hack all major politicians, Biden, the Republicans, the Democratic Committee, mm-hmm. whoever, and these people start spewing messages out of Twitter. Imagine what happens if official accounts from Twitter that are of the Republican Committee and of Trump and all of that mm-hmm. start spewing messages in the middle of the election claiming election fraud. Imagine the reverse, if the Democrats are spewing messages about this and the other. So this was proof of concept. It wasn't about $150,000 and fooling the world and making everybody look like a moron.
Very interesting. Well, the thing that people need to understand, and we talked about this earlier, is that the Democrats and Republicans need to quit pointing their fingers at each other and realize that the goal of the people who would launch this Twitter assault and this proof of concept, as you call it, the shakedown cruise, they don't care who wins the election. They don't care if the Republicans or the Democrats have one house or the other. What they care about is disrupting and breaking down the fabric of America, and that's a fight we ought to all be able to get behind.
That's right. That is exactly right. That is the goal, and bringing a giant down to his knees and ridiculing the giant is part of what they want to achieve. Just consider one second what kind of vitriol and hate you must have in your heart to be the leader of another major power and put up bounty, mm-hmm. bounty against American soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
Bounty.
We know they did.
How much must you hate? I mean, can you imagine?
What's the difference? What's the difference in that and allowing the coronavirus to get out? So these are people who are determined. They hate us. And here's the other thing, though, Chris. This is really important. Warts and all, America isn't perfect. But warts and all, imagine what the world would look like if there wasn't a strong America. I don't even want to think about it. Do you?
America is the best country of the world, period, end of story, paragraph, chapter, and book. That's it. That's the whole entry in the book. America is the best country in the world.
And we're in their way of dominating the world, aren't we?
Yes, we are. We absolutely are. And we need to wise up. We need to mature to the dream of our founding fathers. And we need to behave with the responsibility of the shining city up on a hill. There is a responsibility associated with that.
Mm-hmm.
And instead what we do is we rape and pillage our own. We eat our own. This is unacceptable.
Yeah.
We need to wake up and behave like responsible citizens of the greatest democracy on the planet.
And until we realize that we are on a war footing, whether we put ourselves on it or not, we're going to continue to fight each other. When I say each other, I'm talking about neighbors fighting it out in subdivisions, fighting it out on Facebook. It's ridiculous.
That's right. Of course. Yeah. That is exactly right.
Chris, I need your website again, please.
TMGR.com, TomMaryGeorgeRobert.com.
What do we find when we get there, quickly?
You'll find information about my company. You'll find ways to contact me directly and Anna as well, your favorite person.
Absolutely.
And your biggest
Anna Murray.
Fan.
And the books, too, folks. You're going to get a twofer when you show up there. Hey, Chris, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you. We're looking forward to talking to you again real
soon,
Jim.
See you next time. Chris Muscovites, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingham. I got to go for this hour. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.